you know, Arvis is, we try to touch on a lot of things in the short time we have together. Arvis is mamish from one of the big Yesodistic Asugyas. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that a klal, when one wants to work on something, what does he say? Of course, learn Musa, right? Well, that's what he said. How much was too much Musa? Rabbi Yisrael, a certain Talmud was learning 4 hours a day one time. Rabbi Yisrael said, that's enough, not more than that. Can't learn more than 4 hours a day. But besides that, Rabbi Yisrael, famous thing that Rabbi Yisrael also said, which is a little less well known, is that you learn a sugya b'iyun, it gets you into the inyanim. That's when we're spending time in yeshiva learning these things, it's to get into that. Not always, even without, you know, the exact this, that, whatever, but the etzem fact you learn it, the Torah is, the school of that Torah touches you. And the same thing, you want to get into Purim or something, you know, so you think, oh, so I have to open a Pachad Yitzchak or Avdas, that's also true, but when you learn the halachas of Purim itself, b'iyun, that gets you more connected. That's how it works. You understand? It's not everything in Torah isn't just the mathematical. I learn this and I get that. Torah is not mathematical. That's mathematics, right? You learn physics, you understand this, right? Torah is not the segulas and nefesh of Torah. Torah is supposed to have sharm. It opens us up. So when we learn things, we get more connected, even in places we don't necessarily understand why. That's part of tachlis. Anyway, so we have a few parshas. My share started with Dvarim first, but I think Vayikra is going to take a little longer, so we'll start with this. So the two, you know, places that we find, I'm sure there are a lot of other Ramazim and stuff, a lot of hints in the Torah for Arvis, for sure, and a lot of, you know, we can find it in many, many different places, but where it's spoken about, I think most directly, to my knowledge, and is these two places. So one in B'chu Kosai. So we're well into the, let's get the flow of what B'chu Kosai was, right? It starts very nice, B'chu Kosai Tishmo. If you're going to do im b'chukosai teilecho, it's mitzvosai teshmaro, v'asisim osam. So all good things in it gonna come. Givaldi, right? Starts off on a nice note, right? You can read that part slowly, and then the Baal Kori starts going, and it gets worse and worse. And you're not going to listen to this, and if you're not going to listen to this, and if you're still not going to listen, if you're still not going to listen, it's mamish a flow of negative shlavim. There's like shlav 1 of not listening, shlav 2 of not listening, shlav 3 of not listening. Now we're quite far in by the time we get to this pasuk. Vanisharim bechem, those are going to be left over. Vanisharim bechem, those are left over, so you're going to have a terrible fear in your heart, etc. And you're going to be running. Venosu menusas cherev, venoflu v'enorodiv. V'kosh li'ishba achiv. And you're going to trip over each other. But no one's running after you. You're not going to be able to stand up in front of your enemies, Rahman al-Islam, right? Tarwa psukim. And discovery, you know, this is one of the psukim that we bring. We happen to misquote it, I just noticed. B'schus learning the sugya, we bring this as dvarim. It's really vayikra. Now, I have to change it, yes. And I called it in the middle of the class. You know, none of the secular people there picked it up, or the many yeshiva groups I've given also never picked it up, or the seminaries, even Chedvis didn't pick it up. And you know, were you still in the class then? I don't know. I had a good time when I taught Chedvis, you know. It was all planned. Anyway, I taught Chedvis, and Rabbi Kane was there for part of the time. But I chopped. I said, we bring this. So these psukim have to be a proof to anti-Semitism, one of our proofs to anti-Semitism. That's what we're talking about. We're running away. We're scared. We don't know where we are. This is the world that our great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers live with, a world we should never know, like that, Chalila. But we're going to fall over our brothers, can they have road defy them? No one's really running after you. That's paranoia. You're going to be scared. You're so used to this attitude, so you're going to hear something, and you're going to think that someone's there when they're not. That's what Pesukim are saying, Kipshuto. Okay? So that's what Rashi says. Let's see Rashi together. One. When you run away, when you run to get away, lanus means to get away, yichshalu zeh b'zeh, you're going to run into each other, ki yivhalu larutz, because you're going to be like so, b'bahala, what's b'hala? B'hala is like excited or not excited, what? Frantic, frenzied, right? Ki yivhalu larutz, right? That's what happens when you, right, lo aleinu, when people run out of a building that's burning, so they don't go out, right? That's why you have fire drills, remember fire drills when you're younger, right? No, let's make sure we can't stay beseder. So here you're going to be so scared, you're going to go out in a not normal way. Right? As if you're running away from someone's killing you. Because you're going to have fear. You're going to think shadow run from, and no one's really running after you. So that's a terrible nevuah, right? You're going to be in such a state of fear, you're going to enter this frenzied state of running away that you're all tripping over each other, even though they're not necessarily running after you, right? Because medrasho, because now that's the pashup shot. Says Rashi, medrasho kashli ish ba'achiv zeh nechshal bavona shal zeh, shekol yisrael reivim zeh lezeh. Oh, kavali. Kosher Yishbachim means, what does it mean? No, we're not necessarily talking about this frenzied, frantic, running away physically. Kipshuta. We're just, Kosher Yishbachim, Zenich Shal Bavon Shal Zeh, we're going to skip over each other's averis. Shekhoiz Ravim Zeh Lezeh. When one Jew sins, so then it's not an isolated event. We are also going to fall over his sin. Kashli Yishbachim, he sinned, but I trip. But he sinned, but I trip. Okay? That's Kashli Yishbachim Kim Necharim. Now, the first question you have in Rashi, both say, we're going to learn inside today, is like, why, Maisie, mind opening the window? Thank you. Is what Rashi, when he says another pshat, usually he has a reason. I mean, he always has a reason. Right? He usually has a reason in pshat. Rashi's not, like Rashi says, kama b'kama pamim and voracious, lo bati alafarsh pshut shemikra. My job, my tachlis, my role is to be a farsh pshut shemikra. Right? So it means the Rashi must have seen something. It wasn't just, you know, a good place to say this idea, usually. It means there was something b'pashas, the reason Rashi said it. Okay, so now, we'll say the Mizrahi. By the way, this is from a wonderful work. The sheet is from a work called Ma'oros HaGdolim. They call me the one time got me. I think YD led the charge. I should cop YD. So anyway, so it has like 11 Mefarshim on Rashi. There's a book, Chayim of Rashi, by Halpern. Halpern from the Glasses, who also wrote encyclopedias. He was also a boxer. He's an interesting fellow. Yeah. So he has a book on Rashi, 5 volumes on Rashi, and one of them is called His Life. In the back, he quotes the super commentators on Rashi. There are 506, I counted. I don't know how I counted, why I counted that, but 506 super commentators on Rashi. So this Sefer is a sparing 11, you know, but anybody knows, it's a very geshmak limud on the Shabbos, you know, to see the Farshi Rashi and how they deal with Rashi differently, and this endless, you know, worlds upon worlds of Rashi. So I only have 11 of them in Farshi, but there are another, you know, at least 455 out there for to keep yourself busy. And Stam, you want to go in there far, just if you want to have a good limud in Chumash, you learn Chumash, Rashi, Ramban, and Gurariye, you're set. You know what I'm saying? You don't need Shalom. If you can learn that Friday night, no necessity for Shalom. Gurariye is Gevaldik. You see, you know, in Pshat, and of course in Maral, so you have all aspects in the Gurariye, you know, Pshat and all the Omik that we'd expect from the Maral. Anyway, so I'm just going to, for time's sake, so Mizrahi, everybody saw it. So he basically says, listen, how does this drasha of Kashi Yishbach fit with the continuation of the pasuk? And you're not going to be able to stand up with Ne'evechem. Right? If it's just this drasha that you're going to fall and have arvus, right? So no one ever said because of arvus means you can't stand up in front of your enemies, right? We have arvus, but that doesn't mean, doesn't go like that. That's his question. And from there he says a very big thing, that it's only nasmachta. Unbelievable, right? Everybody saw that? What's an asmachta, Rosa? An asmachta means bepashtus, machlokes rishonim. But an asmachta means, well, according to the Rambam, it seems like the Mizrahi is like the Rambam, from my sense over here, that the Rambam seems to say that an asmachta means Chazal wanted to teach an idea, and they found a good place to put it in, like a lot of Hasidish Torah. What's a lot of Hasidish Torah, Rosa? The Rebbe didn't think that that's what this pasuk means. He wanted to teach an idea to his chassidim. He wanted to teach us an idea, and it was a good place to put it in. That's what asmachta means. The pasuk is just like reminding you of, or it's place to say the idea. Kashri Yishbachim, it's a good idea where you can get across this idea of arvus, but it's not that it's really coming from the pasuk. That's how the Mizrahi learns it. Why? Because it doesn't fit into the continuation. Good. Kach heim divrei haMizrahi. By the way, just as a side point, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says that's kfira to think that's what an asmachta is. Because I'll just put things in, and therefore I'm scared to say maybe I don't understand the Rambam correctly. He has a whole different level, which I don't want to talk about too much. Just you should know, this is a Yadalid, Rosh Hashanah Yadalid, so if I remember correctly. So the Ritva says that basically what an asmachta is like this. Chazal, right, if you see a drasha, you can't say I'm not going to make the drasha. You see a kavul chomer, you know, well, this kavul chomer goes against my Western feelings. I don't want to make the kavul chomer. I see a hekesh. No! Why? Not comfortable, right? It's going to make me get more stuck than I have to give. I don't want to do that, right? Of course we can't do that. Those are hermeneutical principles, as they say, right? You have to darshan that. You can't say I'm not going to darshan that. My mazah. And even for L'shem Shemayim reasons, I don't mean, I picked a fun example, right? I think it's bad for the door or whatever, this idea. No, if it says it, it says it. You'll go meet the Shatar Nidresh Behem, you have to make the drasha. Says the Ritva, there's another level of things in the world which are left to Chazal to decide or not. The drash is not as strong, but it's still an emes drash, but But it's a new level where they can decide or not to establish it. So it's not exactly the same level of Daraisa, but it's not exactly a Darabanan. You hear the idea? It's a fascinating idea. You got it, Meir David? We say like this. There's an indication here of an idea. There's an indication, right? You hear my words. I'm speaking about Arvas, but really I'm telling you something about something over there. But you could choose. There's certain things you can't miss the message. Yeah? You have to be here for an Inn Shabbos. Okay, that's Dharma Flourish, right? But then there are things that, you know, someone could want, things your wife could want, but she tells you like in a subtle way. So you could pick up on it or not pick up on it. You hear? And you could still be a good husband without picking up on every reference. Right? And Chazal can choose to make the drush or not. Okay? All right, I'll get stuck on that. I'm happy to go over later. But anyway, just for your knowledge about the smach, the Mizrahi with Pasha is learning like the Rambam. So let's just go with the Rambam for a second, right? It means it was Chazal had an idea and they taught it over here. Right? But it doesn't mean, we wouldn't call it a Daraisa concept from here. Lafida Mizrahi. Okay? Now, on both sides, we have a Maral over here. Let's have the Maral like going together. There's a few interesting things. Vadichsiv. Okay, we're together in source number 3. It's the Gurari, of course, is the Maral. My Maral is very prolific. He had many, many Svarim. Wonderful Sefer on Purim itself. Hanukkah, everything. He wanted to write on all the Yom Tovim. We don't have some of, I don't know if we don't have it or he didn't get to it. He wanted to write a Sefer on Sukkot called Hod. We didn't get to that. Yeah, Hod. Okay, Medrash of Kashal Ishbachiv, Zenech Shabbat Vonash Shal Zesh Choyzer Rav Zel, that's a quote. Vadech Siv, Kashal Ishbachiv, Kimimei Cherav, Rodef Ayin, Perosho Kimashmo, means the tripping is Kipshuto, the Kashal Ishbachiv, Shipo Lecha B'Sheni, the one person is going to run into the other person. Elish, Sharam is Lecha Kasav, the Pasuk also is Meram is Tas, what, the Beshvil Kachi Anech Shal Lecha B'Sheni. Why are they falling down into each other? Why are you running into each other? Physically. You were physically running into each other, but the pasuk wanted to tell you, why is that happening? Right? A lot of times, that's a chesed from Hashem. You should know, why is it happening? Or why is this happening to me? What happened? You know, I didn't get a second portion for lunch. What did I do wrong? Why is Hashem, why is this wrath on me that I woke up with a stomachache? You know, what did I do? Yeah? So here, the Baruch Hashem told you, that you're going to be falling and tripping. Why? Because you didn't take care of his sins. You're skipping, jumping over his sins. Fascinating. So, what did Maral do? Let's make sure we understand this. Maral put the two pshatim together and he said one is the reason that something else happened. What's physically happening? Tripping. Right? Why is tripping happening? Because you tripped in a sin. Since you, right, the person who didn't give tochacha, the person who didn't take responsibility, with the arvus, whatever it was, like you learned, if it's nigler, nister, whatever darg it was, but you should have taken responsibility for your brother, you didn't, and not because of that. So it means you tripped over his sin in a panimi way, and now you're going to, in a chitzoni way, also trip over his sin. You get it? You hear it? Guys, don't be scared to ask a question. Yeah? Good? Yeah.
We learned that we're chayvin, I was working with the idea we're chayvin onesh, but not that, I mean, that's an outcome, is that if you're smart, you're gonna take responsibility.
Right.
But where is that, I thought the idea of artists is that we're, okay, at the end of the day, we're gonna receive onesh.
Right.
On behalf of our brother, but it's not like a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv, it's a smart thing. You're
right.
Gonna suffer pretty badly.
Right, right.
So where's the panemius tripping going on? That you didn't make a smart hedgebone for yourself? Because there's no pew, as far as I understand.
Well, that's a good, my guys were asking me that also. I mean, something you get onish for, you're supposed to do. So no, I understand it's not a... It's
makabal. They were makabal, even though they didn't do anything wrong, but that was the chiddush of Kabbalah's Arvus, just like I'm makabal to pay his loan if he defaults, I'm makabal
right.
To pay his loan. And then I don't have to practically get him to pay the loan.
Right, but once you were makabal to Arvus, so then... Once we have Arvus, so now I will be punished, so I do have to do something. I mean, the way I understood it, it's not necessarily part of Taryag as a mitzvah, but it's still something you have to do. I mean, I understand what you're saying. If it's something I'm nenish for, that doesn't mean I'm supposed to do it. No? It's a debatable point. I'm not sure. But the way I understand it, it's something that I'm going to get punished for, I have to do. If I'm getting punished, it's not... I was just makabo punishment without... means my our brotherhood makes that I have to take responsibility and I have to do so. I do think it's an imperative, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's just like, you hear what I'm saying? By the fact you get punishment, I understand there's something imperative about it. I understand it's not part of Taryag necessarily, like Mitzvah Tefillin. It's a looser getter than right now you have to do this minute, right? Tefillin you have to put on this second, right? Something, but it's still something that is mechayiv action. That's how I'm thinking about it. But
so that means if you don't do it, then you get punished from their sin and punished for not acting on Arvus?
Very possibly. But that's really off. That's a little off of this. You know what I'm saying? But that could be. But I'm not 100% sure in the level you guys are going. It's very good. You know what I'm saying? But either way, let's just go with the Maharal, what he says. Yeah, the Maharal is saying that. Maharal is definitely saying that we trip over, we're physically tripping, right? We're physically tripping because we also tripped over a sin by not doing what we should have done, yeah? Or if it was in the stars because of his sin, we're tripping because of his sin. So it's an, oh, now we're both sides. What's the first question you have to ask in this Maharal right here? In Pshat.
Why are we physically tripping?
The Pasuk is talking about physical tripping. Again, when I read Rashi, what do I see? Physical tripping, kashlish ba'achiv, spiritual tripping also, right? I'm physically tripping over him. And Rashi's telling us another level also, not only are you physically tripping over him, you're also spiritually tripping over him. What was the chiddush of the Maharal or both sides? He intertwined the two pshatim. Right? Chiddush of Maharal is intertwined. Why are you physically tripping? Because you spiritually trip. It's like a mida keneged mida. Right? So what question do you have to ask in this Maharal? Don't jump
you can
around.
Ask him, what's his makor? Where does he get that?
What is makor? Where did he get this from? Why, that's very nice. Why did you learn that? When you learn Rashi, you always have to learn, well, how did I look at this, and now where is the mafarsh taking me to somewhere else? Right? Rashi must have had some push to put the pshatim together. You know what I'm saying? What's Rashi saying kipshuta? What's the pasuk saying kipshuta? That's Rashi's first pshat. You're physically tripping. Fine, you physically trip. Now, not only do you physically trip, you also spiritually trip. Right? Two separate ideas, two separate worlds, right? Rashi intertwined the pshatim to be one thing. The physical tripping is an expression that is the outward expression, the punishment, the mida keneged mida of the spiritual tripping that you've done. Yeah? Here, Yisrael. You feeling okay? Not so good. You wearing that long jacket, like that long coat, Superman coat? Well, you can put it back on for Purim. You had to take it off today, so it'll be something new for Purim. Okay. Yeah, you hear? So Rashi had to have some push to make him intertwine the pshatim. That's what I'm saying. What was pushing Rashi? Yeah, what did you say?
Is it correct to say that the Gorari is not being Mechadish or anything, he's just describing the Tziruf of Rashi, and then he's going to give them a Makor?
No, but he's saying a very big thing. I would read this Rashi, I think Rabbi Kane would agree with me, we would read this Rashi 100 times, I wouldn't think that there are two things are happening at the same time. Right. So it's all these separate ideas. Right? We're both saying, when you learn two different pshatim, they all can be true, but they're not true at the same time, right? It's two different ideas. There's one idea, another idea. No, when you're all the chumash, yeah.
Because he brings umidrashay.
No. The way he's learning is that one is ramen lechazak kasev debishvilkach. What's those are the words? Bishvilkach. Because of this, why are you physically falling? Because of that, when you read Rashi, did you think that?
That's what's taught in the Velt, so that's what I thought when
what's
I read Rashi.
What's taught in the Velt?
But I heard what's taught before I saw the Rashi. So when I read the Rashi, when I read Umidrashoi, Koshalish Be'achiv, because he talks about the Raven Zelazeh, that's a spiritual reality, not a physical one. So then I thought, yeah, but that's...
Call it Kavod. I would never... Ramey, would you read that shot?
I don't understand.
Okay, good. So he still doesn't, right? So I'm saying it's not the push-up shot. Okay, that we can argue about.
I'm not agreeing. No, I'm not.
So therefore, the Maharal has to have a reason to push to say that.
Say the reason.
No, he's not. He's not. That we'll see. That's not what the Maharal says afterwards. Not a reason to say this.
Oh.
Okay, that we'll see. I'll show you that in a second. Yeah, both I saw. I tell you. So, tell me the Yosem Mikulam. So, Rabbi Josh Kent and Rabbi Zach Schoenholtz both said maybe the Maharal is answering the Mizrahi's question. How? Because what was the Mizrahi's question or both sides? What did Mizrahi do? He said, listen, how does this idea of Arvus, of Kosher Ish Bachi, fit Loti Elacham L'Tekuma? El must be an Asmachta, right? That's a big thing to say, Asmachta. Just boom, right? Ella, we want it to fit into the pshat. So now, so it could be that was Maral was answering that question by saying what? No, there's only one idea. What's the, there's one idea in the, there's one happening in the pasuk. What's the one happening in the pasuk? Physical tripping. But the pasuk is only being Maral, and because of the physical tripping, which is part of the whole parsha, etc., therefore you're not going to have a tekumah lifnei yevechem. You won't, you're tripped and you won't be able to stand. Right? Why did you trip? Because of arvus. But now it does. If we learn, if we look at arvus is something that stands on its own, Ari, then there's no connection to lotia lecham tekuma. I have arvus right now. So I should have taken a chrayus or something, right? I can still stand up to my enemy, right? An Arab's coming over here. I'm going to shoot him, even though I'm not taking a chrayus. It's not my shaitas. But if I trip, I can't stand up to him, right? Halila. Right, just to make it realistic, yeah. So therefore, said to the Mizrahi, oh, that's not really a pshat because it doesn't fit in, so it's not really a pshat, right? Says the Maral, if you're mechaber the two pshatim, so then why don't you have a tekumah lifnei yevechem? Because you're physically on the floor, right? Why are you physically on the floor? Why are you physically on the floor? Because you tripped and your friend sinned. So therefore, according to this, he doesn't have, that will be an ample push for the Maral. That's why the Maral came up with this pshat. Beautiful. Kol kavod to Josh and to Zach. Okay, let's continue the Maral on both sides. V'darshu kach, and they explained this. Now, I understood this, Kol Zalman is saying, now, where did Chazal Bechlal see room to get in the remez? You hear? When you say a remez, you have to know where's the room for it. Right, Rabbi Sai? That's what I'm saying. This is, you have to watch out. When people get used to a lot of like loose Torah, you know, and loose Hasidic Torah, sorry for saying it like that, but it's not, the Bali Hasidim knew what they were doing, and they knew the gvulos of pshat, and when they were going, but today it's like you can say whatever you want, you know, anything that reminds me of anything, say it. Yiddishkeit is purple, it's blue, it's orange, it's yellow, it's, right? It's not, you have to know how to learn pshat, and you have to know the rules about it, what's a good pshat, what's a bad pshat, you have to have a sense, you know, of what's an emes of pshat, except where they get to, right? Just, oh, this reminds me of that, so therefore you could say this, you know. Zelo, zelo. So that's the, see, this is the Maral. This is the one who has, he's a pneumistic person, he's a Baal Kabbalah, so he was a Baal Pshat. V'darshu kach, midachsiv, koshel ish ba'ochiv, v'lo koshel v'koshel ish b'ish. Ha-ha, gevaldik. Why did the Pasuk tell us, Rabotai, why did the Pasuk tell us, ish be'achiv, a person and his brother? They could have just said ish be'ish. If all it was talking about was the physical falling, and it wasn't indicating a deeper level, all it had to say was ish be'ish. Why did it have to say ish be'achiv with his brother? It's coming to be meramez, hint us that there's something at a deeper level going on in the pasuk. Beautiful. Right? V'lo kasev, v'darshim kach, v'lo kasev, ish be'achiv, v'lo kasev, v'kasev, ish be'ish, d'l'ini nefila, right, can, the falling, the shoe, nofo be'echa mitov mihiruto levroach, right, when you're falling because you're running away so fast, lo shayach lo mevachiv, you don't have to fall on your brother, Bosai, right? You could fall on a stone, you could fall on your enemy, you could fall on, you don't have to fall on your brother, you're just falling, right? Rak ish b'ish, o ish ba'acher, could have just, the Torah could have said ish b'ish or ish ba'acher, all it was teaching was that. By the saying ish ba'ach, it must be there's some falling, a brotherhood falling, some falling because of the brotherhood. But when it comes to the sin, then it makes sense the word achiv. The b'shvil zengeshol echa be'echad, right? That's why they're falling. Shekoy Yisrael achimim, because the whole Jewish people are brothers. V'zen nachal medaktik. This is right to someone who's medaktik and assuming correctly. Okay. Gam yish lefarish. Another way we can understand it. What's it coming to say in Kashul Ishbachov? Of course you know that. It's unnecessary in this whole phrase. If you're running away, we know you're running away. Every time you run away, someone's falling in someone else. Doesn't have to write the whole thing. Right? So says the Maral. Either the diik, again, how did Chazal Bechlal know to put the other level in? Either it's because the whole phrase. Why are you telling me? When people run away, what do? They trip. Torah has to tell me that, right? Maybe you should tell me how fast, how far does he trip? If he trips this, how badly did he rip his pants? Torah's not telling me details and facts. Why does Torah have to write Bechlal that they're falling down? Of course you trip up. Ellen, must be there's another level to the pasuk. That's if it's in the whole phrase. Or the diik is from the word achiv and not ish. Okay? Beautiful. So that's how Bechlal they knew how to darshan. But here, but that wouldn't be a raya, what you were saying. That's not a raya to learn that the two pshatim are intertwined. You get it? Copy what he said. Yeah?
Well, I thought that, like you said, if you're falling in the brotherhood is something panemius. It's not.
You're right, it is. But why does that mean the two pshatim have to be intertwined? I mean, there's still two separate ideas. There's a physical falling, which happens when you're running away from your enemies. And when you don't take care of your brother's sins, you're also falling.
So
why do they have to be intertwined?
You're saying there's a tzad to say that when Rashi brings something that's chitzonis and panemius, there's no connection.
Of course there is. Not that there's a connect. Of course there is. You can darshan. You can say.
Of course there is.
That's what I'm saying. If the ideas are different, they don't. If the ideas are different, they don't have to. That panemius reflects pshat doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean the way you're assuming it means. It doesn't have to mean that on that level.
That's the push of pshat, by the way. I just said that from what you learned before you read this Rashi, you read the Rashi and then it all fits together. So I wasn't saying, okay.
I wouldn't read it like that. You wouldn't read it like that. But I hear you read it like that. But I'm saying that's. But I joined you. We can argue about it later. But I'm saying the pshuto.
We're not arguing. We're not arguing.
Okay, good. What are you trying to say?
We're not arguing.
Oh, okay. So we're not arguing. So good. You look offended. Why are you?
Not at all. Okay, no. I was confused about why you.
I'm showing you that it's not. I'm saying what you said before. This is a proof to that. That's what I'm saying.
Suggested maybe I was wrong.
Right.
I was offended right away.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Okay, don't get, you're getting too, you're getting touchy. I'm pointing out to you, I'm trying to explain to you where you're missing something, yeah? I'm just explaining to you, and I'm showing you, because this is just showing what's the relevance of saying the Drucker B'chlal. Okay, we're both safe, fine. Next, so we have now Anachos Yaakov, I don't know who that was, another one of the Givaldi Mepharshim here.
Is
it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Yaakov Milisa.
Really?
Absolutely. Great.
Givaldi. Okay, Medrash and Kashel Ish Bachiv, Zenech Shal Bavonet Shal Zeh, Shekoy Yisrael Harim Zeh Vezeh, V'Toras Kohanim, V'Nirli Pirusho, Shun is seen as Tam Adele El. Oh. It's in the seen as Tam on what's written before. Ki Me'achish Nish Aru, now both say this is a Pachad, this Pshan. I don't know if ever saw this Nachlas Yaakov, but he definitely lived this Nachlas Yaakov. This is terrible. Watch this. Ki mi'achar shenishu me'mele shem tzadikim. L'chein kosha lami yenshu. She'evu morach bovavam v'roda fotam v'nosu v'naf luzet. Was he already saying, who's left over? That's why I gave my hakdama before. Who are we holding in the parsha? Right? B'chukosai. Eight psukim, good things are happening. Right? You start not listening, start not being all of the Torah, bad things happening. And then you don't take the message, more bad things happen. And you don't take the message, more bad things happen. Right? Things are going badly. Badly, badly, badly. Right? So who's left? And the Sharm. Means a lot of people, Rechman and Litzlan died. Only forfeits made out of Mitzrayim. So we're talking about the Shemenet of the Jewish people. The salt of the earth are left over. The Tzadikim are the ones left over. So why are they still being Nenish? Most of them are saying Tzadikim means... Like the Gemara in Shabbos says that they kept me'alaf atof. This is scary, right? They were mamish tzadikim. So what did they do? They didn't have quote unquote personal problems. Vanisharim continues the pasuk. Vazel mataritz v'kashlu ish ba'avon achiv. This is answering v'kashlu ish ba'avon achiv, and a person will trip in the sin of his brothers. Shekoy Yisrael arevim zeh v'zeh. The old Jewish people are arv zeh v'zeh. And more things will happen to them. The Re'ein didn't learn it like that. So here he's saying clearly that I'm coming also to answer the Re'ein, who is the Mizrahi. Rabbi Eliezer Mizrahi is the Re'ein's question. So let's see. Bazel Mataritz means what? Mary David, who are we talking about? People left over, right? Who's left over at this point, Max? Tzadikim. And so therefore you're going to wonder, well, so what? So say to stop. These were the tzadikim. These are the ones who held tough for both. So they're the ones who were holding tough over all the Yisurim. What's going on? The Jews, who are the tzadikim at this point? They didn't lose their emunah. They saw terrible things happening, right? If we had time, we go through the whole who goes like. They saw terrible, terrible things happening, and they still strong. They were still tzadikim, right? If he would have repudiated his emunah chalila from the first time something bad happened, right? So he wouldn't be the tzadik still now. We're talking about mamash, someone who was stark in difficult times. He was keeping Torah, Aleph Atav, with Mesiras Nefesh. Because for sure there's Mesiras Nefesh in the Jewish people till now. And the challenges to Amunah definitely till now. Kipshuto Shemikra, right? Just in the Pashup shot of what the Pasuk's talking about. So what did he do wrong? Ma'osah. He didn't take responsibility. Mani Aseh, that's what it says, huh? Nor Mod. No Neros. That's what it says. A guy's going to wake up one day and he's going to think he's going to wake up and he's gonna look around and say, why is anything happening to me? You know, I do a Cheshbon and Nefesh every night. I say, Kriya Shema Kamo Shetzarach, I learn, I do everything the right way. Yeah, but you didn't take responsibility. That's what it says, man. Normal, what we're both saying. Yeah, we see the Valzeo Matarit, the Kashlu Ish, Bavon Achiv. And a person sins Bavon Achiv. Shekhoi Yisrael Arabim Zebezeh. Because they're all Arabim. The Gam Yavo Aleim Od Onoshim. And it will come on them other punishments, kibnei cherev, like a cherev, lo tia lecham tekuma, and you will not have a tekuma. Okay, and therefore he's answering the Mizrahi's question. Rabbi will say, why? Listen well, because the Mizrahi was looking at it just as a dabra on its own, right? Oh, if I trip and my friend sin, so why can't I stand in front of my enemies, right? What was Mizrahi's question? Lo tia lecham tekuma, kosh leish ba'achiv. Right? So I'm gonna trip over my friend's sin. Fine, so I can still stand up to my enemies. What's the kasher? Right? That's the difference. It must be an asmachta. No connection to the pshat. Right? Says the Nachas Yaakov, no, you don't have to say like that, because it's part of the whole drasha. Minisharim Bechem, you're wondering why are these bad things happening to tzaddikim now? Right? Answer is, bad things are coming to the tzaddikim because they're kashli yishbalkit. And then and more things will happen to them, this physical falling will happen to them, right? And also they won't be able to stand up in front of their enemies, okay? So let's read this all back into Rashi, okay? I'm going to, what we call J-ing in my little world, my little card, okay? So we'll just read from Kimim Necher. Kilo Barakamos Nehargam, She Bilvavam Pacha, Bechol Shasvam Shadam Rodvam. That they're Barakamos Nehargam, they're running away from those who kill them, and they're going to have pachad v'chol shasurim shadim rodfam. Umedrasho, and the medrash says v'kashul ish b'achav zenech shabavonu shalzech shikol yisraelim zeh lezeh. Arvis, right? Says the Mizrahi, hey, there's no way to be mekayim this idea in pshat, because it doesn't fit into the continuation of the pasuk. You're not going to be able to stand up to your enemies, because if it's a spiritual falling, because of the spiritual fall, because of Arvus doesn't take you away from standing up to your enemies. It's two different things. I have a gun, I still have a gun, right? So what's the problem? Ella must be just an asmach, because I'll just put the idea in, whatever asmach is. Says the Maral, no. The two pshatim go together. Kashul ish b'achiv zenech shabavonu shel zeh, that's the reason for the physical falling, right? So why can't you stand up because your enemy's Mary David? Because you're physically fallen. Why did you physically fall? Because of the spiritual fallings, which you did. Why did you have that onish, right? You fell physically and can't be standing up because of your spiritual. And the two pshatim work together, and since the two pshatim work together, so therefore the Reim's question is not a question, and it's a real drasha. According to Nachas Yaakov, I think Nachas Yaakov basically fits with the Malach and the Maral, but he takes it a step further. Vanishar Bechem, when you read Pasuk Lamed Vav, you're going to wonder why the tzaddikim being punished, right? And I'm being Mosif now, because you guys, I didn't say this before, but I'm being Mosif, and you are a tzaddik Aleph Tetav, and you put up with watching the destruction of many of your brothers, right, and had to deal with all that, and all the Amunah questions, etc., that could be dealt with, and you're still holding strong because you're a tzaddik. So you turn and wonder, why is this still happening? Because you didn't take responsibility, and more bad things are going to happen. So we'll say this just screams out. You know, this screams out to the person. You have to take responsibility. What you have to do, you have to know what to do, the right things, right question, etc. But that's important of Arvus. It's a pachad, pachad. Pachad Chodim, okay? Now, Rabosai, one thing we see is, what's Arvus built on, right? Why do we have Arvus? If I had to take it from this, bring a raya, a proof from something we see, right? Not your own ideas, but this right now. Like, what do I see? If I want to know, like, what's the garum of Arvus? Do I see anywhere here? What brings Arbus? Yeah.
If you go like a Mizrach and we say this is a smach of Alma, isn't that saying that this is not the Makor for the
right.
idea of Arbus?
Right.
So we don't necessarily know from
right,
here.
Right, from the Mizrach you don't know. Right. right. Exactly, right? But I'm looking for someone we do know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Achba, right? You're right. From the Fi Mizrach, we don't know. But the Fi Maral is built on Achba. That's a Tosefus. We're both saying. Arbus could be, I'm just saying the story over because it's a good example. I one time, when I was by Reb Svi's, I went to do Kiruv over the summer for with Russians. Yeah, in Ashdod. Tov, so there's a guy who was setting up the program, so I had a Slonimer friend. My Slonimer friend, Boimel, very hush of Slonimer family. The father was Balkari, 35 years in Slonim. You know, next to where Yashav was back there, the big. In the back of his Meir Shar, just a few minutes from here, you could see the Slonim Shul, really Asher's old shul, you know where it is. Slonim. So anyways, he was a Valkari there, so I was friendly with his family, very fine family, so they were involved in Kiruv. The daughter's still involved in Kiruv. Shimon Kaplan works with one of the daughters. I forgot her name, Schneider, I think Schneider's her name. One of the organizations. So I went, so I was speaking to one of the fellows, one of the organizers. So I said, oh, you talk to the Russians, like he was organizing. I said, any Sonei Rusim, I hate Russians, yeah? You understand? I hate them. Rahman al Hassan. Meaning what? He's a responsible guy, right? He's a responsible person. So Mitzad is responsibility. He does something. But it doesn't mean it has to come with a feeling of Achva. So Maral is Moshe to us that the Emes Arvus has to be with brotherhood. You know, you don't hate your brother, right? He's just doing responsibilities. Like Rabbi Moshe, I gave a good mashal one time. It's not exactly the same thing, but you know. You see people, you can put up, well, you can put down your collar, right? Now, there's two ways you can put down a collar. You know, there's stories. People stay in yeshiva because people put down their collars. But you could put down a collar because, you know what? I don't like when people don't look masudar. Yeah? Right? That's one way. Or you could do it a little lighter, but the yisod is the same. Zemafriya lecha. You don't like things out of order. Right? So you want to make it, or you could do it like this. And he gets a good feeling because it's an expression of your love and caring for him. That'll keep him in yeshiva. And you just set it right. You know, the same thing with the chinuch habanah for your kids. You know, people. No, you know, why are you taking responsibility for people? Why are you doing it? Is it because you like to lord over them or boss them around or put everything in order because you really care about them? You know? That's Achva. So this Maral is a beautiful gilui. Because he teaches Arvus isn't just stamma responsibility. I could learn it. It's also that, right? I'm a guarantor. Why did I become a guarantor? Ari has to get married. He's a guarantor. I'll be a guarantor. I don't want to. I don't care about him. But you know, whatever. Don't try this at home, right? But why? You got to be a guarantor. You got to do the job. No. Achva, it has to come out of your brotherhood. My brother. My ach. But we don't have time to go into it now, Rabbi. But the Ran says, how does... You did the Ran and the Ritva with them in Rosh Hashanah?
No.
Rabbi said, the Ran says, Dover Niflo, the whole halach of Arvus that we make... The halacha of Arvus, this is the halacha mamish. Yeah? What are two things we see is we see a sugi of onish, we see a halacha of, when you didn't make kiddush, like I didn't make kiddush, says the Ran, Yatsum, Av Bishi Yatsum Oti, Birchas Anenin, I can't make a shahakol for you once I've made the shahakol, right? But Birchas Mitzvahs, you make kiddush 100 times, right? Your wife comes home, kiddush. Her friend comes home, kiddush. A bacher comes late, kiddush. Nachah kiddush, nachah kiddush, nachah kiddush. Why? Rabbi said, listen to the Divrei Ran, you can cry from this Ran. He's saying a halachic thing, it's not an art scroll like Dhamma. Because if he hasn't done his chiyuv, it's like, I haven't done my chiyuv. Unbelievable, Rabbi said. Do you understand? You always have to be miyaker when it's a halacha. It's a halacha, mamish. Says the Ritva over there, because we're guf echad. We're one body. One body, and it has halachic nafkah. So it's not just a one body, Rabbi said. One mind, one body, one this, one that. It's not just a one body, some hashkafa, a nice thing to... It's not a hashkafa of a mitzvah. It's the halacha of the mitzvah is, my kiddush is not complete until the whole Jewish people makes kiddush. That's what it says. That's brotherhood. That's achva. That's what we have to live with. That's how we have to live. Both, and it goes past, I mean, most of one other thing, it goes past just kiruv. You understand? People, don't be mitzamtim a sugya which is so big. Right? And don't think it means because, you know, well, I have all the wisdom, so I'm going to go tell all the frum people. That's also definitely not what it means. But it means I take responsibility. Someone spoke of Chaim Uri Freund. He says, every yid he comes in contact, he wants to mechazik them. He wants to call echad. I was in shul one day, it was 906. Yeah, you can see it happens to me sometimes in the Ramban. Krishna was 908. I said, Rabosa, it's time to say, I said, I figure I could get away with it because I'm older and wearing a tie. You know, so I said, Zman Kriyashma was in 2 minutes. If it were, it was a late minyan, people didn't know. So, but I was thinking that I was mamish mechuy mitzad arvus to do that. I spoke to a Kriyashma after it. Oh, is that a chiyuv? You understand? It's not just me choosing a career to go into kiruv. Arvus is a lifestyle. Your family, your kids, your neighbors. Now you have to know. You can't walk around being a flaming baal tshuva and tell everybody, no, I see your tzitzis are too short, this is bad, that's a good way. You know, Krishna said to me, I don't say these some things because of arva sometimes. You have brotherhood to people, you don't want to be on their back all the time and turn them off. That's a good way to destroy everybody, right? But it means my sense is responsibility for every other Yiddishkeit, the firmer ones than me, the less firm ones than me, the ones on my level, my friends, my family, obviously in a healthy, correct way, kishem shimitzu lomar, you have to know what not to say. But it's an attitude which is much further than just I'm in kiruv or not. I could be in kiruv and still be far from arvus in a certain way. It's a job, I do it. I don't care about people, I don't care about my Yiddishkeit, I don't care about other people's Yiddishkeit. No, I care about everybody's Yiddishkeit. That's what arvus is. Yeah, we together. It's amazing. It's really an amazing concept when you sit back and think about it. It's mamish mamdol. My mitzvahs aren't fulfilled until their mitzvahs, and their mitzvahs aren't fulfilled until not fulfilled. That's real brotherhood. That's real connection. Both and I have one more including the most until we get to Dvarim. I was wondering, this is people have to ask Shilas about these things. You know, they say Rav Moshe said he didn't get too many Shilas in Mamanus and Choshe Mishpat, a lot more in Orach Chaim. People are more interested in make sure they eat the right things than that their money's kosher, right? That you get less shilas. I think I heard that from someone who Moshe finds his family one time. My father-in-law got more shilas. Yeah, so I said, you have to get shilas in Arvus also. Was I mechuyev or not? I want to know, 9:06. Am I mechuyev to say, we'll say, my Kriya Shma was in 2 minutes, or am I not? I know the other day someone came over to me. He came over to me. I was very happy, Baruch Hashem, maybe it was mechuyev. You know, it's a real sugya. Treat it like a real sugya. Don't be mitzamtim to it, I'm going to Kiruv, not going to Kiruv. That's a tzimtzum, or both. It's a whole sugya, and you have to know. Ask Shilas. Look at Shilas, right? Get tshuvas, right? Ruchaim Kanievsky. You know, 10 Shilas in Arvus. This is Arvus Mechayiv, that is Mechayiv, that. How far does it go at it? I don't know all the answers, you know, it's not a week and a half. It's okay? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, the whole pasuk,
yeah.
It's not just Ahi, but it's the whole pasuk.
Yeah, and you wouldn't see that idea as much.
Right, so right. What would be the underlying idea?
You wouldn't know. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Right, like he said, if it would be an asmach, I wouldn't know. Right? Could be. It doesn't mean it's not Ahva, but I don't know that it is Ahva, right?
Right.
Okay, very good. Kirbosai, so we have the parsha in Nitzavim. So I'm telling you, what's Nitzavim? It's a very, very interesting parsha. That was a very interesting parsha. We're going to a bris. It was a bris. Hashem wants to make another covenant with us. We go into a bris, and the bris is that you're all there. Kulcham lefnei Hashem elokeichem, rasheichem shevteichem shelkneichem shotreichem, kol ish yisrael. So you have a whole list of who's standing. All of you. The pasuk ma'agish, all of you. And it says your heads, your shivtim. So why is the pasuk mafar at all these different people? Rasheichem shevteichem shelkneichem shotreichem, kol ish yisrael. Right? So pasuk, end of pasuk, then tapchem, your children, the sheikhem v'gerach asher b'karev machanecha. That's definitely notable that the pasuk splits between. No, you put it all, make the sof pasuk afterwards, right? It could have just been one pasuk, one less pasuk in the Torah. Or if you want another pasuk added somewhere else, right? That's definitely notable. So three R's we have here. What's the bris about? One, why is the pasuk delineating all these specific people, right? Three, why does the pasuk? Why we have two psukim separating the two groups? Okay. Now Rashi, as far as I see, another part seems to learn the. I can show anybody later. I'm going to get stuck now. Rashi seems to learn the bris was about avodah zarah itself. It wasn't about arvus. The bris was about avodah zarah, or it was about kol atar kul and keeping avodah zarah b'chalal that, and that's really what the whole hamshech of the pasuk is. Right. What happens? And there's going to be one of you. Everybody read the parsha, right? There's going to be one of you who's has this terrible thing in your heart, and he's going to think about Azar, and he's going to get blown away. And then, generations later, Vamar Ador, Pasuk Chavav says, and then later generations are going to say, hey, what happened over here? Right? And then it's going to say that everybody was doing Avodah Zarah. Right? That's basically what happens. And then there's this very enigmatic Pasuk at the end called Nistar Slashem Elokeinu. And the Gloss Lono Vaninu Adalon. Okay? But again, Lechora, the flow of the Parsha is Bris. Right? Reason for the bris, right? Someone's being over on the bris, right? Later generations come and say, what's up? What happened? Why was the whole land destroyed? And then there's another mention of more people doing Avodah Zarah, and then there's a pasuk in the stars. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, what's the pasuk in the stars? Let's just see that Rashi together. Im Tomer, what are you going to say? Ma'ibi adena lasos. What's going on over here? Atam manish azaram al hiru yachid. How did things get so bad that it turned from, you know, some people, one person doing the Avodah Zarah, or many people doing the Avodah Zarah, to whole destruction of a land? Yeah? How did it get that bad? What was this development? That the whole, let me just read that pasuk, right? What are they going to see? The Dor Achron. What's the Dor Achron going to do? Amar Dor Achron. Listen to this. V'ro es makas aretz ha'yves tachlu'el she'chilo Hashem ba. They're going to see all the terrible things that happened. Gafris, v'melech, sulfur, v'melech, sreifa, burnt salt, chol arza, lo tizara, lo tizmiach. You won't even be able to, lo tizara, v'lo tizmiach. You're not even going to be able to work the land anymore. V'lo yad v'kol esav. Kama pecha stom. How much are you going to see a replica of Stom v'amora? Right? And the goyim are going to say, what happened? V'amor al share, it's Elzebeth Brisi, and they did a Avodah Zarah. Right? Good? That's a pasuk. V'amru, v'yachav yavdu al himachirim v'shtachav lehem. Okay? So now, you're still going to ask, says Rashi, why did the whole land destroy? Why was the whole land destroyed? Listen well, Rabbi Osai. That means, Rabbi Leader, help me a lot with this. That means this pasuk, v'yachav yavdu al himachirim, obviously means not the whole Jewish people is doing Avodah Zarah. Because if the whole Jewish people was doing Avodah Zarah, what's your question? Are we together? You know what I'm saying? Well, my sheila, my kashelacha. One guy was doing Avodah Zarah, right? Then everybody does Avodah Zarah. Everybody does Avodah Zarah. The land gets blown away. I mean, Avodah Zarah is pretty bad, right? Not recommended. Yeah? Don't make me an Arav and don't do Avodah Zarah. Two things you shouldn't do at home, at least. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So what was the question? This is where every leader helped me. Obviously, Rabbi said, listen, V'yelchub yabdu al-himacherim, a pasuk kafhei meant there were many people doing Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't the whole Jewish people. You hear? So therefore, the question was, there was a Yachid doing Avodah Zarah, now there's a Ram doing Avodah Zarah, but why was the whole land destroyed? Yeah? That l'chor is how you have to learn this Rashi. That's what I worked at. It took me a long time to figure this out, only with every leader's help, because it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Rashi is talking about that one guy. But that makes a lot of problems. Why are you talking about, right? You see in the pasuk that more people doing the Avodah Zarah. So there's one guy doing the Avodah Zarah, and then many people doing the Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine. Many people doing the Avodah Zarah. We don't know what many is, right? But why was the whole land destroyed? So that was because of Arbus. Okay, that's what he says. No, Nistaris Lashem Elokeinu. But Niglos, something that's Nigla that you see, was the Avodah Zarah was going on. You should have done something about it. Okay? Ain't any man should come on Nistaris. Shein Lashem Elokeinu, Vu Yifro Moto Yachid. I don't know, see Rashi keeps talking about the Yachid. Aval Niglos, Lano Vanenu, Levar Ra Bikir Beinu. Right? But the Niglos means you saw Avodah Zarah was spreading, you should have done something. Okay? That's how I'm understanding. You see, there was that specific Yachid that was thinking of Avodah Zarah. Right? But then obviously it developed to other people doing it. Because it says, V'yelchu V'yavdu Alim Achirib. Right? So we know that more than one person was doing Avodah Zarah. And we know it's calling it a nigla also. You hear what I'm saying? So the pasuk is telling, again, maybe I'm saying too fast, it was, but the mashmos of Rashi's were just referring, when I read Rashi, I thought we were talking about that one guy. There's one guy who was thinking Avodah Zarah. Doesn't even say he did it. He was thinking to Avodah Zarah, and he's saying Beshiris Libi Eilich. Right? There's the one guy, he's thinking that, and then the whole land got blown away. First of all, that doesn't make any sense, because one guy's Avodah Zarah, the whole land gets blown away. And what's the answer? Niglos. But it wasn't Nigla. That guy wasn't Nigla. So what's going on? And the pasuk says afterwards, the more people doing Avodah Zarah. You understand? The pasuk itself says, V'yelchu b'yavdu alimachem. There are many people doing Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Rabbi Leder explained to me, no, even though Rashi meant there, when he's talking about the Yachid, it means there are a lot of Yechidim who are doing it. There was a Rabbim of Yechidim. There are many individual people doing Avodah Zarah. Fine, so a lot of people doing it, right? Some of them were crazy, but why did everybody get nanash in the end? Why was it total destruction of the land? That was because of Arbus. Yeah, that was because of Arbus. That's what I understood. So just one second, I'll take questions at one. I just want to make sure to get three points. So Rosa doesn't listen well. So Lafi Rashi, what's the Lafi Rashi? What was the bris on? The bris was on Avodah Zarah. I didn't show you that. The bris wasn't on Arbus. Okay, bris wasn't on Arbus. It was on Avodah Zarah, maybe Kol Tarkula. And then you see the pasuk is continuing with the Avodah Zarah theme. There's a Yaakov doing the Avodah Zarah. And obviously, when we look back 60 years later, there were many people doing the Avodah Zarah, right? But the destruction of the whole land only came about because of Arvus. Now, that means they're both saying, even if you don't learn the bris over here was about Arvus, this is a resonating call to Arvus here, right? Because you see the whole land's destruction was because of Arvus, right? The fact that Rabban were doing Avodah Zarah means Rabban Yechidim, many Yechidim were doing Avodah Zarah wasn't enough. What destroyed the land was because of the Arvus. That's what comes out. Now, how much was because of the Avodah Zarah, how much because of the Arvus? I have no idea. You understand that? As my sister told me, I'm not a mind reader, I'm certainly not a Navi, right? She said about herself, when someone asks a crazy question in her class, she says, I'm not a mind reader, I don't know what you're asking. Yeah? I'm a teacher, not a mind reader, so she didn't, my sister. Erica. Anyway, famous, Erica Brown. You're my sister, Erica Brown. Of course, yeah? So anyway, that's just, that was one of the lines I learned from her. Two lines I learned from her that day, right? You know, say to the crowd, I'm not doing all the work. I said, I discover you all the time, get the other people involved. She's not a mind reader, right? You have to ask clear questions. But both sides, I have no idea, right? How much was the Avodah Zarah, how much was the Arvus? But we definitely see from this Rashi clearly that Arvus is part of it. In the Orach Chaim Rabosa, we see a lot more, which the bris itself, the Rabosa made a special bris on what? On Arvus. He made a new bris with us on the Arvus. Amazing. And learns the Orach Chaim Rabosa, that's why we separate all these different people. Right, Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shotrim, because they have different levels of responsibility. Right, Lafi their position. Everybody like this on Shabbos. Rav Krishna said to me, Baruch Shalom, Sani Gadol. Do you understand the responsibility that Gadol has? If Aaron Leib says to do this, 50,000 people are going to do it. If Belzer Rebbe says to do this, 20,000 people are going to do it. He has terrible responsibility because of what he can do. You know, we like responsibility. Mr. Silas Sharma says we should be scared of responsibility also on both sides. The person sits at home, he's only responsible for himself in a certain way, right? You go and become this, now you're making, if I could fix the yeshiva more than I don't, responsibility is a double-edged sword. It's a sword. Lopashut, right? So the higher you are, the more prize you have. And that's why the pasuk says cool, because everybody's in the Arvus. But the level of the Arvus, the Orach Chaim learns, depends on, like the Gemara in Shabbos seems to say, Misha Yishbiyot Lim Chos, if you can be mochan the whole year, mochan the year. If you can mochan your family. If you mochan the whole world, what did Rishol Salon say? I'm the head of 1,000 people, so I have to fix the whole world, right? That's what Rishol was, Rosheichem Shivteichem. And therefore, it separates that's why it's separated, because Tapchem, the Sheikhem, the Gercha, I said this to Nishir, the ladies the other night, Rabos, I don't think, right? Are in a separate pasuk because they have a lower level of price because they can't be mashpia so much, right? Generally, a little kid, right? Even he's bright, a little kid. Women have less hashpah generally, right? And the ger, until he becomes, you know, is going to have less hashpah normally. That's why they're separate. So the Orach Chaim is gevalding him shot, right? Both sides. I have a huge kasha on the Orach Chaim though. Where's the Arvus in the whole pasuk? He says, "Va'ed Nemo," and I'll bring you a proof to me from the stars. Lashem Elokeinu Niglos Lanu. Yafemod. What about I'm asking the Kavod. I'm just talking about Derek Limud, right? What about the 12 sukkim in between? And then someone did a Avodah Zarah, and then many people did a Avodah Zarah. Where's the Arvus? You hear what I'm saying? If the whole bris was on Arvus, Ari, right? So why doesn't the pasuk tell me anything? And people saw this, and they didn't do anything. It's just strange. Like the first, like we have these two psukim. Arvus, everybody, Shivteichem, Rasheichem. You know, Orach Chaim, I say this Orach Chaim over all the time, and I love it. I'm asking him shot. And Niglos, right? Okay, fine, yafet. It's like they say sometimes, you marry into a nice family. It's nice at the beginning, nice at the end. In the middle, it's not always so great, you know? You know, fancy family. At the beginning, everybody says, oh, you married into his family. And when you put up the sign at the kever, you know, they say, oh, look, he's his son-in-law, very chashuv. In the middle, not all the time, it's so simple, you know? It's a joke. But I'm saying over here, the beginning, the first pasuk, I understand. Arvus, big time, yeah? Last pasuk, Arvus. How come the Torah didn't write, it's coming to tell me a bris about Arvus, so tell me the storyline should have been something about Arvus. You hear what I'm saying? That bothered me. I read Hakdam, writing a book on Arvus, and I end off with a big line on Arvus. In the middle, I tell you a story about Azara. And I didn't see the Arvus Mefurish. That's what I'm saying. What happened? This, get the story, guys. Arvus, I just make sure, tell me a teretz, Adarav, I'm looking to learn, right? I'm coming to make a bris about Arvus, right? And it depends who you are. Two big psukim, right? Now, and there's a one individual, did a Avodah Zarah, right? He's thinking to do a Avodah Zarah. He's not going to accept the whole thing. What's he not accepting? I don't know exactly what he's not accepting. And he's going to be thinking that. And he gets blown away. And then 60 years later, someone's going to say, why did the land get so blown away? And it's because more people did a Avodah Zarah, right? And really, Niglos Lashem Elokeinu. So obviously, back then, someone didn't take responsibility. And therefore, it's very strange. I'm shot. The Torah would leave me so... I want to hear the story of Arvus. Tell me the story of Arvus. What did they do? You hear what I'm saying? It's like an afterthought. Niglos is like an afterthought. Like, you know, right? Arvus, here's the whole Avodah Zarah story. And by the way, in my post-log, what's it called? In my epilogue, I tell you, you know why the land was so destroyed? Because in chapter 12, no one was doing anything. Dude, that was what the whole book was about. You told me you were writing a book about Arvus. Why are you? Yeah? My gosh, and the Archaim. I don't know. It bothers me a little bit. He says, and the Archaim says, the eight of them on the last pause. Okay, what about all the other eight of them in the middle of Psukim? No, because the Fi Rashi. Rashi's learning that the bris was on Avodah Zarah on Shemiras HaMitzvah. So here was a gross example of someone keeping Avodah Zarah, keeping a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So Fi Rashi, I understand. You hear what I'm saying? And then watch Fi Rashi, Meir W. with me. Lefi Rashi was a bris on Torah on Avodah Zarah. Fine, so we talk about an individual doing Avodah Zarah, and then there's a historical jump. We look back 60 years, more people did Avodah Zarah. Okay, but still, now you have a kasha. So that's the story. It's a story of Avodah Zarah. Now, Atah Shoel, why was the Onish destruction get to there? I'll tell you a new element, Arvus. That I understand. There's a new element. Okay. So Arvus came in where it was. The story was about Avodah Zarah, and Arvus was an added element. Like I said, you still see a terrible thing about Arvus, right? A scary thing about Arvus. Okay. But if the whole story was Arvus, where's the middle story? So someone, okay, so you have homework, guys, you tell me. I would like to know. It really bothers me. The truth is, what I should do, if I was a mensch, I would read all the Arachayims and look for it. I think one of my guys checked. He said he didn't find anything, but... It's only Ara. I don't know. I'm sure that's a good answer. You know, it bothers me also. You say, Eda Neman. You know what I'm saying? Take me through. You don't realize I'm going to have this question? Be my friend. He was a friend of the whole Jewish people. He felt Achva and Arvus. So I was like, oh, just let me give you a sign one more second. I'm sorry. We have supposed to have lunch together. So what do we learn? What Kiddushin do we learn in each Parsha about Arvus? Okay? That's what I want to say. So one, we see in the Parsha Vayikra that it's built on Achva, Lefi, the Maral's first pshat, not Lefi the Gorari, not Lefi the Mizrahi, and not Lefi the Maral's second pshat, right? But Lefi the Maral's first pshat, we see that Arvus is built, I learned a new thing, that Arvus is built on Achva, right? Okay, I also learned this Mida Kenegan Mida relationship. You trip, you'll trip. That was it, right? I learned the Mida Kenegan Midiness of it, which I don't see in Dvarim. In Dvarim, what do I see? I see Lefi the Archaim, it's a bris about Arvus. It was a bris. It was a covenant on Arvus. I see how far the Onish goes, which I don't necessarily see in Vayikra, right? I don't see destruction of the whole land because of Arvus, right? Whereas in Dvarim, I see that the part of the destruction of the whole land was because of that. And I also see Lefi the Archaim, there are gradations in the Arvus, right? The Arvus depends how your level of responsibility depends on your position. Those are the, right? So it's Shtayim Shem Chamish, right? In Vayikra, I see Achva, and I see the Mida Kenegan Mida nature. In Dvarim, again, I see that there's a bris on this. I see how far the Onish can get to, and I see in the Arachayim this idea of gradations in the responsibility. Shatechem, Shatrechem have one level, and Kerchav and Neshechem have another level. Yeah.
I think by the Arachayim we also see something about Achva, because he says about the Gevur. Why are the Gevur mentioned at the end of the pasuk with the Neshechem and
Tabchem?
Because no one's going to place a Gevur above them, because he says Sapachas. So,
right.
Why? And he brings it in Shabbos, and Chazal say, if you ever put anyone above you, it has to be from Achecha and love
right.
Gevurim.
Right.
So he kind of makes a little remise to the
Because the reason. Right here? Yeah, that's right. Very nice.